see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Welcome. Family, my name is Thomas Campbell, for those that don't know, that's just joining us today. I'm here Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Tuesday to Fridays, I'm about doing a Bible study from 7:30 to 9. Monday nights only, in addition to the 4-6 broadcast, Monday nights only, I'm on RevelationRadioNetwork.org from 8 to 10, another broadcast on another network. It's a continuation of Watching for Jesus program that they allow me on their network. This is my own network. I have Watching for Jesus Network. My own studio, the whole nine yards. I can do what I want to on it. We're played up north, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, by John Kirkler, Highport Radio at yahoo.com. Excuse me, John Kirkler at highportradio.net. www.highportradio.net. His email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. And I will add to what I've been saying before, but I'll add to it now. He's focusing solely on this radio broadcast. Well, on his programs, his network. He's starting to increase, and he's going to grow larger. He's going to move up, move out, move around, and increase his broadcasting area by putting up towers. So those of you up there in New Jersey, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, go up there and give some hand. He's got sponsors there, and help him with his program because he's going to expand it. He's focusing on our Bible studies. He plays them randomly, and it's a friendship basis. That's all it is. But for him, it's his business. For me, it's just he just wants to play my broadcast and my Bible studies, which is okay with me. But I'm promoting him because he's playing our broadcast. That's the way it works. That's it. But give him some sponsorship up there and for him to grow his network. Also, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, also simulcast our Bible studies and broadcast often. KBLU Radio, and that's Blue Raven Network. Thomas there is broadcasting us simultaneously on occasion. And we sure appreciate that. I guess I could say in my own voice, another voice. Thank you. Thank you very much. In any case, family, today I want to continue with some of what we've been talking about, the background of this conspiracy. And what I try to do is connect the dots for people to see how vast this conspiracy really is. And that's the reason. I mean, I have current news today we'll talk about, certainly, connecting the dots, but I'll show you how they work. Some of the things I'm going to tell you today, you're not going to like. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here, matter of fact, I don't sell gold, silver, CDs, or books. Only book I promote is a King James Bible, Cambridge edition. I speak out against the NIV Bible, the New King James Bible, the New American Standard Bible, the Jerusalem Bible, Douay Rheims Bible, Septuagint, Apocrypha, Gospel of Thomas, Gospel of Judas, of Mary, Gospel of Enoch, the Gospel, you name it, whatever it is. But the King James Bible and all 66 books and 40 authors brought to you by the creator of this universe, God himself. In fact, from Moses to John of the Revelation, Old Testament to New Testament, were inspired by the living God, creator of this universe. Now, you're not going to get much higher than that. And you don't have four or five gods running around a table. You got one God, and that God, he loved us so much on this earth, he actually stepped down from his, well, the Trinity, and he stepped down with his only begotten Son, and God incarnated human flesh, became down here, born in the way to Mary, who is not immaculate. She's a sinner like us all humans. But he came to us as Jesus Christ, God incarnated into human flesh. He came down here to defeat Satan by a sacrifice, but to the horror of the supernatural realm, his resurrection. And he took back this earth. However, Satan still is God of this world. God of the universe is king. This is exactly what's going on today. It's not Fukushima. It's not Agenda 21. It's not we live in a tyrannical government and all this stuff to keep you busy. It's not, oh, we have ice on comet streaking down to destroy us all. Oops, it went into the sun. Oh, no, it took a turn. That's how they always do it, to cause fear, fear-mongering. That's what they do on this earth. Who does? The globalist. Who the globalist? The Vatican. The Jesuits. the secret societies, all of them. If it's a secret society, it's not of God. You've got good people within them thinking they're doing the right thing, but they've taken a blood oath to swear to God to tell lies and deceive. Some of them justify it. They don't realize what they've done. Some of them do. Some of them don't. Sometimes it's good old boy network. A favorite parking place to get out of tickets, emblem on the car. Police are in it. Education, teachers, administrators, politicians, scientists, you name it, are in it. Because they see how vast this conspiracy really is. And they lose all faith in God. Because they say, how can he be defeated? I better join it. Big mistake. Because the created can never defeat the creator of this universe. That's impossible. How can you even, at the highest level of intelligence or ranking structure, how can you even justify, even think, that those is created by the living God could defeat the creator? This is not some science fiction story like HAL, where a computer defeats the creator, man, becomes greater than me. Yeah, how they do that? Isn't that something? How they bring this to our minds and subliminal, blah, I get it right in a minute. That the created, the computer, can achieve so much intelligence that it'll defeat the creator, man. This is how they do it. This is subliminal. They think they're smart. They ain't that smart. They got people mesmerized. It's only because they got us busy, that's all. But in reality, those created can never defeat the creator. And who else is created? The angels in heaven are created beings. Lucifer is real. It's not mythology. He's not some Walt Disney production. Walt Disney was Illuminati. Walt Disney was a Satanist and a pedophile. Little squatty man with the kite and the little jar or whatever, I don't know what, and electricity and all that nonsense out of the history books. He was a member of the Hellfire Club, a Satanist. I'm sorry to tell you, but he was. Thomas Jefferson, a deist, so-called Christian. He wrote his own Bible. You can't do that. Family, we've been fooled, but it's okay. Once you've realized it, then you pull your bootstraps up. You say, okay, now we know what was going on. So now let's move on from here. Now, here's the tricky part. And I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute. But here's the very tricky part. Very, very tricky. You have those like Ron Paul, those like Ventura, Alex Jones, all the rest, that work, Quayle, Dizdar, Marzulli, Nathan Leal, the whole nine yards, work for the Illuminati. Let me tell you why. Because the Illuminati wants to reveal to you truth, about 80-90% truth. That's to hook you. And then 10%, 20%, give or take, of their assigned role to mislead you. They'll hook you with truth and mislead you with deception, lies, avoidance, distraction. For example, they'll hook you with New World Order, Illuminati, Jesuits, and all that. Yeah. Then they'll say, but we use the Apocrypha. Or we support the Vatican. Or they'll use the NIV Bible. This is the tricky part they use. The Apocrypha is trash. You want history? Go to a history book. The Apocrypha has nothing about salvation in it. It was not written by men inspired by God. And finally, they took it out of the King James Bible in the 1800s. Two Jesuits became working members of the 47 translators that King James brought in, but they were under close scrutiny for one of the three areas they were assigned. Guards watched specifically the translators, the 47, in all three areas. King James put guards specifically to watch. He closed all gaps, all possibility of any deception. So the only inroad that the Vatican could make with these two infiltrators was that toward the end of the completion, they insisted that the documents put together in one binder, called the Apocrypha, be placed in the middle, since they would not allow them to interspace it. They insisted toward the end. Then by the 1800s, when they had a new edition, never revision of King James, but editions, they saw it necessary to remove it because it was not inspired by God. So it took that junk out. The Septuagint, Douay Rheims, all these came from one source. Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, a Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt, in the 4th century, who corrupted the scrolls he received, the copies he received, from Antioch, Syria. Antioch, Syria contained the actual scrolls, copies and copies of copies, perfectly transcribed, delivered in various places like missionaries. And the set ended up down in Alexandria, Egypt, and that's where Origen, a Greek philosopher, got his hands on them. That's where he started corrupting the whole of his copies, while simultaneously the Vaudois, the Valdonais also, were getting killed, beaten up, all kinds of things from Antioch because they were missionaries of the true word, then moved to the Alps, and then the Alps maintained the Holy Word of God for centuries throughout the Dark Ages. That's why they call them the Dark Ages. God's Word was put away. However, at the same time, the second Bible ever written that ended up in the results of Origen's work in Alexandria, Egypt, continued on. The corruption was carried on in the 4th century even, when Eusebius, another non-Christian who worked for Constantine, the first pope who was pagan, he's a Baal sun worshiper. History today can prove there's nothing Christian about him. He lied to gain the respect, to gain the support of the Christians in, because they changed roles on him, pull the Christians in. And there came the birth of religion called Christianity. Christianity don't have a lot to do with Jesus. Christianity is to cover the ancient mystery religions that existed before Constantine. Christianity brought in holidays, Christmas, Easter, every other holiday we got, which are covers for the pagan beliefs. We've been fooled all along. Mithra was born on December 25th, not Jesus. Easter has been a lie also. It has to do with Osiris, Semiramis, Ishtar. And what they've done is they've covered it over with a Christian flavor. And the actual holidays represent certain days of the star system where sacrifices are conducted. Now, if you do the, I know this is radical, but if you do the research, it won't take you long. You'll find what I'm telling you is the truth. And in fact, only the King James Bible shows specifically in Acts of the New Testament that Easter is pagan. That's why they changed the name, these rascals, in the other Bibles to Passover instead of Easter. The King James Bible's got Easter in Acts. You'll find it in a word search. But they changed it in all the other Bibles to Passover. It's a lie. Because Passover and Easter, are two different holidays entirely. One's of God, Passover, and the second, Easter, is pagan. And the King James Bible proves it. Oh, they're sneaky. Very sneaky, West Cotton Hort. Two Freemasons corrupted the Roman Catholic Bible. Even more, 1875 to 1891. that became the basis of all modern Bibles we got today, except for the King James. It's what happened. Erasmus, Tyndale, Wycliffe did the translating of the corrupted Bibles, but they still translated in English, really ticked off the Vatican. And then King James comes along, long story short. The Vatican tried to stop him in 1588. They took King James three times. That's another program, another day. God protected King James, a godly man, and 47 translators in 1604 to 1611. The King James Bible, coming from the Textus Receptus, and the scrolls from Antioch and the Alps were collected, finally. And God's holy word became the King James Bible. It is the pure, perfect, inerrant word of God delivered to you. Every other Bible, bar none, no exception, falls short. And that's a fact that can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Family, God promises will come true. He promised that word, and he did. He delivered them to it. That's why they're trying to downplay the King James Bible. That's why the attack on the King James Bible has been occurring lately. It always has, but lately it's been massive. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started here. And some of the news coming out is really surprising me. They're just coming clean with a lot of issues that I never expected them to really come clean with. But lately they've been really inundating the news with the truth, exposing themselves. But that's what they're supposed to do, because they're heading toward a New Age movement. That's the tricky part. That's called the Hegelian dialectic. Now, everything I'm saying that you say, I don't know what the dickens he's talking about. That boy crazy on this radio. Well, you can quickly put up another window in your computer there. And whatever I say, and you say, I don't know what that is. You plug it in to your search while I'm talking. If you want, don't matter, whatever. And you'll find out what I'm telling you is the truth. You see, and it's not about me. This is about keeping the word clean. Jesus Christ is the only way, the only one that's going to solve this. Ron Paul now is coming out, is proven that he's a Rosicrucian. He is a liar and a traitor, like every single one of them. General Boykin and Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, and every doggone one of them are part of this cabal through the Council of Foreign Relations. And I've been saying for four years, I've been saying, you militia guys, you've been infiltrated at the highest level. Now it's coming out. This General Valley, whatever, he's been working with Mossad. For goodness sakes alive. General Boykin is a Knight of Malta. He's taken a blood oath against mankind. Stubblebean, Bine, whatever, same thing. The family, Jesus is the only one. You have no friendlies down here at all. There aren't any. None. White hats, black hats, gray hats, bald-headed, whatever. It don't matter. If it's human, you can't trust it. Yeah, the way it is. It's called the dialectic. Family, Jesus, supernaturally, is the only one you can trust. And that's why they're trying to hide his name into Yeshua or Jeshua. Every which way, they're trying to hide the name of Jesus Christ. They take blood oaths. They murder people. They come up with wars that... Family, I was in the Marine Corps for 12 years. Martial arts for 30 years. I've been overseas, different places. Anti-terrorism. Kosovo. Kuwait. Yugoslavia. The Congo. I've been around. Working for government contracts and all this and all that. So I've got the experience. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. Now, when I'm done with my broadcast, I go back to my little happy life here or whatever in Mount Airy, North Carolina, where Andy Griffin lives, and eat my course of hot dogs and hamburgers and whatever else I can cook up and cornbread. And I go feed my cat. That's what I do. I don't look for anything out of this, nothing, except tell the truth. And this is non-negotiable. But don't take my word for nothing. Your research. The family have been lied to since the day we were born in the education system. Started in the year 1908. Freemasons took control, and they lied to their own people. So my idea is to warn the Freemasons, man. You're being targeted. I'm going to prove some of that today, too, by the way. Well, Lord, we come to you today in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, the sacrifice you made on the cross. And Father, we can be saved through him. Father, we know and believe. We believe that there's only one way, and that's through Jesus. Father, we know there's only one book, and that's the King James Bible. Father, we call upon you for the Holy Spirit to touch us today. Father, forgive us of our sins and help me, Father, to tell the truth, Lord, to guide me and the inspiration, guide me, Father, to the connections I need to make, and Lord, to open up the eyes and ears of those that, Father, to give them the individual, the courage, Father, to speak out in their own lives and their own places, and Father, to have courage and to witness about the love of Jesus, and Father, the gospel of how to get saved, that, Lord, we know that time's coming. Father, we ask upon you, we call upon you to give us divine appointments, that, Lord, we can spread the gospel. To give us divine appointments, we work with each other in our areas that we live and so forth, Lord, to use this computer thing, to use what we have against Satan, to turn his materials back against him, Lord, that we can spread the gospel in that way. Father, we pray for Sherry. We pray for Sherry, the wife of Brother Louis, Lord, to help her eyes. Father, to give us miracles down here, Lord, because people are looking. People need healing. And to use these miracles, Lord, to spread the gospel. Father, we pray for families that's lost loved ones. We pray, Lord, for the ones that's contacted the Alzheimer's and the dementia that's coming from these vaccines, Lord, that you'll use your Holy Spirit, the power to render it null and void, to bring their minds back, Lord, because we know this is being constructed and orchestrated and planned. And, Lord, we pray for the returning servicemen, that, Lord, to render null and void those microchips and those pills, and, Father, to turn back the technology used to bring this voice to skull in their minds, that, Lord, you silence those voices, that, Father, has been made by technology. And, Father, to help them along with post-traumatic stress being induced by design upon them. That, Lord, we're being attacked and many people don't even know it. Lord, we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us, our families, ourselves. And, Father, to give us the courage, give us the opportunity, and give us the power to speak. We pray, Father, you'll touch the souls, the hearts of these preachers, evangelists, rabbis, priests, popes, and all the rest. The Lord, you'll touch those with the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the heart to open, that they'll turn away from the lies. They'll turn away from deception. And they'll start blowing the whistle on the truth. And Father, to raise the truth about the King James Bible, that the people being deceived with these false Bibles and false doctrine from these cult groups and so forth, that, Lord, you spread us with the Holy Spirit to bring the truth to us all. Father, to give us wisdom, discernment, to see through the lies about the end times, events that's being put out, that, Lord, you'll touch those with a pure heart that's seeking Jesus to give them the dreams and visions to be able to see the truth and to speak the truth about the end times events. And, Father, we call upon you to expose this Illuminati, to expose the Jesuits, to expose the globalists, to expose those at the highest level of secret societies, to expose them to the lower levels so they see what they're involved in, Lord. And to give the courage to the Freemasons and those in the, to see what's really going on and to renounce those blood oaths and ask for forgiveness of taking the oath and, Lord, to accept Jesus as their Savior and to get out of there, Lord, and bring peace back to their families. And, Father, to expose the lies of these fallen angels and strip them of their protection and strip them of their disguises and their lies and show them for what they really are. Father, these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I watch the news daily, and I got other people. We share news stories and so forth on a daily basis. And then I try to do an analysis of it as I go along. And then, of course, I use that for my broadcast. And then from own knowledge, even if I didn't have a broadcast, I'd still do it. Recently, there was a some sort of a debate between Ken Ham and Bill Nye. And I didn't listen to it. Never intended to, don't want to, because it's useless. I'll tell you why. Because there's not even one human being that's ever lived since the beginning of Adam and Eve until the 5th of February 2014 till now, not one human being that's ever lived can debate the Bible. It's impossible. It's not possible. Because mankind does not have, no human being, not even Satan, has dimensional capacity that God has. It's impossible. When you don't have dimensional capacity, how do you debate the subject? Did Satan create the universe? No, he's a created being. Lucifer, Satan, the same one. Angels, any angels create the universe? No. And they can't, because they're created beings. Only God understands his creation. Only God brought to mankind the King James Bible. Only God knows the secrets within the King James Bible that's not even mankind will never understand it. So tell me, how is it men, women, whatever, can debate a Bible when they don't have the dimensional capacity? It's not possible. Mankind trying to debate the Bible with somebody else or whatever is like trying to teach a monkey to build a space rocket. Mankind does not have the knowledge, dimensional capacity, trying to understand the mind of God and his dimensional capacity of creation would be like trying to pour the ocean into a pint cup. It's impossible. Man, the scientists can't even decide how old the universe is. They don't even know. You see, so how do you debate the Bible? You don't. But that's not the worst part of it. God forbids it to debate. He tells us before, so we won't make fools of ourselves. But that's not the reason. I just added that. Here's the reason. And the reason, and it should be no surprise, is in Romans 1:29. When you go to Romans 1:29, you clearly see, quote, the scripture, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covet breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. No, sir, I did not watch that debate because it'd be worthless. You got the pot calling the kettle black, and you got two monkeys that's trying to figure out how to build a space rocket. It ain't going to happen. You see? But you know, in that same scripture area, it's got a horrific warning. In Romans 1:28, it warns us. It says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. In other words, those that God, and this is God's business, not mine, but when God decides that the human has went too far, that they will be turned over to reprobate mind. In other words, they will not be able to renounce their sins. They will be doomed to hell forever, and there's nothing they can do about it. As a matter of fact, I see further that I need to bring up, it seems. Romans 1:20. Oh, this one. We go to Romans. Listen carefully. We'll start at Romans 1:11. Very important. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Romans 1:13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I proposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among the Gentiles. Romans 1:14. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. Romans 1:15. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And the Greek represented the Gentiles, by the way. It's to both. That's clear. Nobody has a claim. We all are equal. Satan has caused us not to be equal and to fight each other since the dawn of time. God divided and separated the cultures at the Tower of Babel. That's when the cultures began. after the Tower of Babel. That's where the different races began. 10 generations after, they evolved because they moved in different parts of the earth. But God changed the languages. Biologically, scientifically, with the procedures or that God set forth by moving to different parts of the earth and by different languages, it affects, and they've proven this today, actually, but it affects the DNA. The DNA changes over a generation's period. Now, God could have changed the DNA at the moment he changed the languages, the Tower of Babel. He could have done that. Or it evolved later because of principles of physics and biology and so forth, because the earth has different ley lines, different energy points. So God could have done it instantly or over a period of time. When the change of languages, people scattered, took positions around people that had the same language. At that point, God changed or allowed to change the cultures. Certainly wasn't at the ark, because everybody has one language, one culture, one daddy. That daddy was Noah. Started all over again. Then over generations, reproduced, of course. Nimrod came along 3 generations later. A lot of reproducing going on there. Tower of Babel, that ticked off God. You can find it there in the scriptures where he changed the languages. Don't you know that caused a whole lot of trouble? That way everybody got with the people that had the same language. It's pretty much automatic. 10 generations later, Genesis 10, verse 11, God divided the land, raised the water table, cut off the land bridges, segregated everybody in their different cultures so they could not get together and plot against God. Satan then used that division to cause people to fight, to develop flat sovereignty, patriotism, all that stuff, which is an idol. So we'd fight each other. And it's been ongoing since the days of Alexander. And that's the history of war. Sovereignty, patriotism, all that is an idol designed by Satan. So we'd fight each other. I know that's radical to say, but it can be proven over and over and over. Every war has been pre-planned generations ahead. Secret societies have been nothing but pawns in the supernatural realm, being pushed, prodded, used, and killed. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it's written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. Now, Romans 1:20, it starts getting hot. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We talked yesterday about being justified in our sin. I know I did. We justify, do. If we don't feel some guilt, which is a good thing, why would we have to justify it? Why do I got to justify what I'm doing unless I feel something that's caused me to have to justify? Well, just go ahead and do it. Because God is there saying, So to get over that, we have to justify it in our minds and heart. You see? Hold on to that now, because it's going to start funneling down to a major point. Romans 1:21, because that When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You justify the sin enough. You become vain. I am a God. I'm this, that, and the other. I'm tough. I'm a 33rd degree Grand Inspector General. I'm a Knights of Malta. I'm a 4-star general. You know who I am? I had a lobotomy when I was a colonel, and I forgot about mankind. But I'm still a general today at the Council of Foreign Relations. I brief them. I got a special parking place at the Pentagon. Don't mess with me. God's going to mess with you. Satan's going to take you. Unless you renounce that blood oath that you've taken at the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You're not of God. No way possible. All the good deeds in the world will not get you to heaven. They're going to put you in hell because they'll placate you. That's a promise. Because the scriptures continue. The foolish heart is darkened. Well, Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:23. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and the birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. So in other words, we justify our sin. And if God gives us conviction, which is good, he's trying to show you the right way, and you feel guilty about it, that's a good thing. But if you don't, you better start worrying. And so you won't worry the rainmaker, the rain man, Satan, will placate you with what you think are gifts, blessings. Not at all. They're to placate you before he sends you to hell. Actually, he doesn't send you to hell. You send yourself there. Because you turn away from God. God's trying to keep you from it. So why would God send you there? Satan's not in hell sitting there. Well, let's see. You're going to go over here. And you're going, no, you're special. You go over. Satan is going to end up there. He's not ahead of hell. The demons are down there working. And they hate you. But Satan, his time's coming. He's going to be put down there. He'll be in torment. But in due time. The tribulations must happen first. The judgment on this world is going to happen. We're not even in the first seal. And there's not one theologian, one so-called biblical scholar or evangelist or whatever can prove otherwise. They don't have it. It's not there. We're not in the first seal yet. Oh, but we're close. Jacob's trouble is beginning. We're there. But not the first seal yet. The 7 years absolutely has not started. It is impossible to say otherwise. And we're not Babylon. That's impossible. We're only a colony of England, by the way. How always have been. So have we great Babylon? Nathan Leal better learn something. Because we're not Babylon. It's impossible. And Jessup, Carl Gallup, whatever. We are not even remotely in the sixth trumpet. It's impossible. That means we're close to Armageddon. What happened to the other 6 years before that? We must have missed the world famine. We got to miss the world disease, the death of 4 billion people must have happened. What happened to us? I still go to food line when I want to. Always have since I was born. Before that, my parents had no trouble. So America must escape the tribulations after we caused all the wars. What happened there? Or could it be we're not yet in the first seal? Yeah, that's what it is. Judgment has not happened yet. It's impossible. But they'll have you to believe otherwise. You know why they're doing that? I'll tell you why. Because a great deception's coming. People turned over to a reprobate mind do not see the truth. What deception am I talking about? What's called disclosure or day of declaration. You're Stephen Greer, they're a part of this. There's no such thing as aliens. These are fallen angels. They exist. The sons of God of the Old Testament. Job 38:7, Genesis 2:6. The sons of God took the daughters of man, created Nephilim. The sons of God were the fallen angels, not aliens. The book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. It details the fallen angels. But the book of Enoch, even though it was before Christ written, was not written by Enoch. Enoch was taken 3 generations before Noah. So Noah didn't wrap up the book of Enoch in a plastic wrap and save it through the flood. But in Jude, it talks about the prophecy of Enoch. Prophecies were carried down through the generations, not a book. The book of Enoch is a testimony of the fallen angels. Enoch was loved by God so much that God took him up alive. So why would Enoch leave God out of the book instead of glorifying the fallen angels, but identify them as such? Book of Enoch, not written by Enoch. And there are 2 Enochs in the Bible. Do you know that? The first Enoch was the son of Cain. And he named the first city Enoch in the land of wilderness. They call it the land of Nod, which is a land of wilderness. Cain married either a sister or a relative of some kind. That's where she came from. Those that stuck with Cain when he was banished from the garden, or banished from Adam and Eve, told to leave, go to the land of Nod. Nod is wilderness. It's not, hey, man, where are you going? Well, we're going to hang out at Nod, man. We're going to nod around a little bit. No. Nod was wilderness. Then he built the first city, Enoch, named after his first son, Enoch. Let's backtrack. Your Christian identity, Arnold Murray, Herbert Armstrong, Sacred Name Movement, Hebrew Roots Movement, those groups, cults, whatever, are trying to pass this lie that Cain is the son of Satan and Eve, and that the fruit was actually sex, and the trees were actually people. This is absolute, total, unadulterated nonsense. That man was created in Genesis 1, and then came Adam and Eve, created in Genesis 2. Well, they forgot to read Revelation 22:18-19, not to add to or take away from, because that's what they've done. Cain and Abel were the sons of Adam and Eve. Cain went his own way. God influenced. He was weaker minded than Abel. And they were taught which sacrifice to give to God was a slain lamb. So instead of Cain doing the right thing and take that he had worked for and give it to Abel and said, give me one of your lambs, I'll give you this. You give me a lamb. That would have been the proper thing to do. Because the sacrifice to God was a sacrifice of a lamb. Because the Lamb of God was yet to come. That's what the sacrifices were all about. It was anticipation of the coming Messiah. Thousands of years later, you see. Sacrificing the Lamb didn't save them. But it was obedient to God in anticipation of the coming Messiah. That's why when Jesus Christ died on the cross and for 3 days, he went down to Hades and Sheol and paradise and then preached. He wasn't tormented in hell. Joyce Myers and Copeland, all of them are full of baloney. The TBN crowd is another cult group. Fact, not fantasy. Fact. See, Jesus Christ went to paradise. Paradise existed then in the Old Testament. That's where all the Old Testament saints went. When they died. And then Jesus Christ and supernaturally went down to paradise. In that another realm. Preached to them. And then they accepted Jesus as their Savior. They knew him because they were in paradise. They were reminded, I am he that was prophesied. And that's when paradise was eliminated. Sheol, Hades remained. Because they were doomed to hell for eternity. but not paradise. And that's why on the cross, Jesus turned to the criminal being crucified with him, to the one, today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say heaven, because Jesus had not resurrected yet. You see, that's why. So that criminal that took Jesus as Savior on the cross, and by the way, wasn't baptized? Yeah. His soul, when he died, went to paradise where Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah were waiting for him. That's what happened. Because you see, it says specifically that Enoch was taken up to heaven. Paradise is different. Yeah, buddy. Yep. No longer is paradise there. Because after Jesus Christ died, rose again, ascended to heaven, through him now. See, Jesus Christ became our Sabbath rest. He fulfilled the fourth commandment of the Sabbath. Is Jesus, not someday, not Sunday or Saturday, whatever. That was the old law. Tithing, Holy Spirit came within you through Jesus. Churches aren't talking about this. That's why the holidays were brought up. That's why the holidays and Saturday, Saturnalia worship, the black sun, Saturn worship is Satan worship, Saturday. They want everybody there at one time worshiping Satan on Saturday. Yeah. One day a week. Sunday, sun god, Baal, Constantine, Christmas, Easter, holidays, all that is pagan. How to get Christians to do it? Cut it up. And that's exactly what's going on today. Birthdays, the whole nine yards. It's about worshiping Jesus. And Jesus, not myself. Man, my birthday comes, my birthday goes. Poop, whoop-a-doo. I don't care about birthdays. Now, y'all do what you want. But I worship Jesus, not myself. I'm a sinner. For a long time. If he takes me back, he'll take anybody back. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you discernment. But it's about Jesus. Not of ourselves. Not our country. Not the world. It's about Jesus Christ and where you're going to end up when you die. And you're going to die someday. Sooner or later. Or much later or much sooner. You never know. But when you die, it's up. Man. There ain't no coming back. You don't keep coming back over and over and over. I don't go say, well, you know, I really like that Hindu stuff. And, you know, I don't like this Christianity. It's so crazy, and they got the pedophiles and all these things going on, and TV preachers get you money. I think Hindus are good. My belief does not establish my reality. Hey, God, you got me in a, I want you to change me over in the next roles. Take me away the Christian side. No, I want to go the Hindu. Can I have that? Is that a platinum or gold plan? What do I got to do for the platinum? Well, platinum, I guess, is Mormons, it says you inherit your own planet. I'll take that one. Is that the platinum? Oh, okay. God don't got a plan, man. He's got one. You accept him, his son as your savior, you go to heaven. You reject the son as a savior, you're going to hell. That's the plan. You know, ain't no platinum, gold, silver, bronze. You don't get that. It don't work that way. God's no respecter of persons. The wheat and the tares, those born again, those not. And that includes Christians too, by the way. Man, don't play around with your soul. Don't mess with it. Accept Jesus as your Savior. It's between you and him. Here we go. Romans 1:23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God in the image made like the corruptible man and the birds and barefooted beasts and creeping things. In other words, God created us in his image, spirit. But then man turned around and returned the favor. We recreate God in our image, even though we don't have the wisdom to do so. Romans 1:24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Oh, it's going to get sticky. I'm not going to go for any public office, and I'm not going to make many friends when I continue reading, but I'm going to do it. You see, Satan knows the Bible. He knows that in the homosexual world, they want to marry. They want the sex. He knows that. He knows it's against God. He knows it's scripture. Therefore, he gives it up. Family, we got 17 states right now, and it's going to be added to many more that's changed their laws to reflect against God allowing homosexual marriage. I'm not on the soapbox. Homosexual marriage is wrong, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the physics, the biology, the theology. I'm talking about what's really going on, strategy. And the more it increases, the less influence of God has over a nation that's supposed to have laws to reflect the Bible. God's going to pull away. And when he does, Satan's going to fill the vacuum. Judgment is coming upon this earth. Judgment's coming upon America. Bad. Really bad. And as soon as we start taking down Ten Commandments, start taking down, changing the laws to reflect against God and the Bible, which is what the plan has been, God's pulling away, Satan fills a vacuum. And I tell you specifically, he's going to focus on the so-called Bible Belt. You're going to get hammered bad down here in the South. It ain't going to be pretty. It's coming. So Romans 1:24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Romans 1:25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, Romans 1:26, and for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. You can't get more clear than that. I didn't make this up. It's already written. All I'm trying to do is warn you. It's not taking the warning. You see what's happening. And this is how did Paul back then, let me tell you, they didn't have computers back then. You understand? They didn't have a world library they go to. They didn't have all that. How'd they know this stuff? How'd they possibly know? Romans 1:27. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. There you go. It's clear. I mean, even common sense, and if you're an atheist, you kind of realize that a man ain't supposed to be with a woman. You know, even if you're a secular atheist, whatever. They even have articles. See, they use the media, the TV, all that, for predictive programming. Psychologists, social engineers, use the TV, use the radio, use the computer, all that, by design, through Tavistock. Tavistock is a think tank in England. Council of Foreign Relations controls everything, even controls the White House. And the Council of Foreign Relations has caused all the death since it was formed in the 1920s, set up all the wars to kill your young men and women in the wars that were set up all along. That's the Council of Foreign Relations. Is Illuminati. Designed for murder, mayhem, and death. He was director at one time. Now you get the idea. Your joint chief of staff in the military. Brief the other members of Council of Foreign Relations. The joint chief of staff are traitors to mankind. I'm telling them this to let them know. God knows. And they're fooling themselves at these high-level positions. And they're heading to hell. And they know in their hearts they're doing the wrong thing. So, here comes the punchline. So they justify their actions. And that brings me to Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Then it goes into pretty specific. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covet breakers. That was awkward. Covenant breakers. Still awkward. Without natural affection. That's homosexual. Or animals. That's going on, by the way. If you haven't figured it out and hadn't read about it, it's increasing. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You know what that means? Who knowing the judgment of God, so when they do these things, and they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, go to the Catholic Church, belong to the Knights Templar, they know judgment's coming. And God's going to hammer them like a 10-penny nail in the bucket of sand. And all the good deeds they do won't count one grain of sand. In their judgment. Until they repent. Take Jesus as Savior. Become baptized, which is not required, but it's a method of, it's a show of obedience, repentance, taking Jesus as Savior, asking Him to come into your life is required, and belief. When they do that, though, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your rank, or they may murder you. You're going to lose your favorite parking place. You're going to incur the wrath of man. Would you rather do that or live an eternity in a burning hell? This is not a Jeopardy question. This is reality. And the clock is ticking. That's a message God put in my heart to talk today. Family, I'm going to talk a little bit about the news right now to show you about where they're headed. Current news and how it really, see that what they do, and you can do this on your own. You can take some of these articles. I've said this before, but I think I have some new listeners today. You can take the articles like FBI 16 kids recovered, 45 pimps arrested in the Super Bowl sex trafficking offensive. That's a good thing. I got something to say about that. Financial world is shaken by four bankers' apparent suicides in a week. I got something to say about that. Jesse Ventura, who, by the way, is an actor, professional wrestler. It's all scripted out. Revolution. Ron Paul now is exposed. High-ranking Rosicrucian Freemason coming out. I've been saying it for 3 years now. Well, and also I'll talk a little bit about this snow that's been put out recently. So, well, you take the article title, you put it in the URL search bar, and then you do a search on it, and you'll find that article. Specific article is put out through the entire United States. So what they do is they'll come up with a situation, an instant, or whatever, and they'll put it in this distribution list. And it's like teaching a nation or predictive programming of a nation. Because then they have their own truth tellers. Ah, now you see how it works. Who's going to exacerbate this? Now, one of the things I warned about was the police department's becoming despotic because they've been infiltrated by felons. That's well-trained in Christian identity program, ADL, Blackwater, multilingual, while they're in prison. When they're let out, they're putting in private security positions, law enforcement positions, and they're soon, whenever it happens, they're going to federalize private security, allowing them to make arrests. In other words, the felons, 175,000 planned plus, will become your new police nationwide, under contract and paid through the health bill. What will happen to the other police departments? They'll be disbanded nationwide. The good police officers will be collected. They will be disarmed. And they will be executed. That's what they're planning to do. And the same thing for the felons. They're going to take away, close down, all prisons. They're already talking about that. It's already been planned because the New Age movement, which is going to be worldwide, doesn't believe in incarceration or death penalty or any punishment. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So they're going to release tens of thousands of felons worldwide, no longer incarcerated. Then they're going to start the execution of all Freemasons that know too much. Family, they've already started this. They've killed four bankers in 1 week. That's just the beginning. You'll find the execution of all Freemasons at the highest level in the Protocols of Learned Elder Zion, Chapter 15, Roman numeral XV. It is listed there as in their protocols. It's documented. And in fact, Psalms 34:21 confirms that the evil shall slay the wicked. God will turn them over to a reprobate mind. It all links together. Which side are you going to be on? Even Steve Quayle, this guy, works for the Illuminati. But I have to cite an article. He says banker hit list widens to 43 on the list to be knocked off. I believe that. The book, the book he put out about space wars is certainly nonsense. Because God's angels don't need UFOs. God does not depend on mankind for his angel travels. The angel that came to Mary didn't have a UFO and land near her and said, "Hey, Mary, name your son Jesus." There was no UFO there. God didn't need him then. God doesn't need him now. There's no such thing as angel wars. The angel wars that you're going to see, holograms, whiz bang smoke and mirrors, Project Bluebeam. If you do research, you'll find the chemtrails they're putting up there has strontium, barium, niobate. And if you link that up with 3D holographic imagery, the Army has a program specifically designed for that. And then voice-to-skull technology. If you go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com, you will find a study I've done there called The Suicide Conspiracy, Part 1, Part 2. And you'll see how the technology works to put voices in the skull, voices in your head, like having an MP3 player implanted in your head. It's by radio technology. Walmart's using it today as a test. This is why the soldiers and Marines that's coming back are hearing voices in their head. It's from this technology. That's why you got 22 suicides per day. Well, when the aliens start speaking with synthetic telepathy, they're going to use the same technology. So can you imagine now, knowing this microchip technology, microwave technology, what born-again Christians that don't know this are going to think if you've got a fake rapture and voices in the skull with Maitreya, the fallen angel, or Sananda Manuel, the fake Jesus that's yet to come, is going to happen because the preachers aren't preparing them for this. That's going to be the great falling away. It's coming. Sananda Emmanuel is a fallen angel. He's not Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the Bible talks about Jesus as having bronze skin and hair like cotton. That means he's dark, dark brown. A little Middle Easterner. That's the real Jew. Similar to Indians or Mexicans or Middle Easterners, that's Jesus. The son of Shem, bloodline, Shem to David, to Jesus, to Mary to Jesus. That's his bloodline. Not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. He's not dark black in Africa or blonde-haired, blue-eyed like up in North. White, Caucasian. No, not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But Sananda Emmanuel is fallen angel. Oh, they sneaky out there, I tell you. Well, if you do research, down south here you had snow, right? That snow was weird. It burned black. How does snow burn black? I thought it burned water. Didn't burn water, melt like water. But this didn't. The snow was sodium polyacetate. You will find that they just might be putting, what I'm hearing is polymer fibers, depleted uranium, red blood cells in the snow, ruining the soil. HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. They can't do that out west. What they're doing out west, you'll find there's a drought. How they do that? Using HAARP, 13 in the world, they heat up the ionosphere. It causes drought. Other places, they seed the clouds. They've been doing this since 1960, Agent Orange and before. It's just an example. It causes birth defects, Alzheimer's, dementia, got barium oxide, aluminum oxide. It's a little complicated to talk about today. Mind control, voice-to-skull technology. If people only knew the total population control that Satan set up using technology, but 90% of the population don't have a clue. But the idea out west is a drought, which is going on now, to destroy the soil and destroy the products. So the way to do it out east, that beer, is to tear up the soil and ruining the soil with these chemicals. Why? To facilitate the plans of food genocide. I don't mean to put the scare in y'all, but I'm telling you what they're doing. That's why I pray against these chemtrails. But this is what they're trying to accomplish. Because Walmart, Nationwide, Target, all these other, Sam's, all those, will become the Food, Water, and Drug Administration once they come up with the next martial law. They know about, well, we're going up the Ozarks and come up with, you know, we're going to plan to live there as like the old days. They know about all that. They're going to make it where you can't plant. Family, a new world order is coming. Pray against it. God will delay it. He's delayed it already, 1933, 1972, 1983 to 4, and 1999. It's been delayed. It's been delayed going all the way back to the days of Alexander. Satan's not stopped trying. But God's in control. So now you see, when Satan causes these countries to pull away from God, God gives them more latitude to operate. That's what I'm talking about. The closer we get to New World Order then, could we pull away from God. But there's a poster that is running around that talks about a document. A document that even in the 60s, they're putting all kinds of crap, garbage, radiation, chemicals in cloud seeding. And you know they were doing it in the 1960s in Vietnam on our own troops that, in fact, caused the cancer. I already talked to you about the glycerol factory that was given to Russia, the specifications so they could build glycerol and give it to the VC by our own country, our own military-industrial complex, give the specifications of a glycerol factory to Russia. In 1966, glycerol was made by the Russians, passed on in shipments to the VC. Glycerol was used as a booby trap detonator, accounted for 50% of the 58,000 deaths. 50% was caused by the glycerol. Where it came from? America. But our industrial leaders, who are secret society members, controlled by the Vatican. There's the enemy. It's so complicated. I'm telling you the basics. I believe they're putting the super absorbent polymer in the snow. It's like the stuff in baby diapers. It sucks up the water in the soil, plus the chemicals. Out west, it's a drought. They're coming close to something. We're hammered down here in the south with the chemtrails. People aren't seeing it. They just go about their daily routine and like, duh, blah, blah, blah. And you try to tell them and like, what are you talking about, man? You're crazy. You explain it to them, man, I don't want to listen to this. And they walk away. You know, but, you know, just do what you do. Well, 16 kids were recovered recently, 4 or 5 pimps arrested in the Super Bowl sex trafficking offensive. That's a good thing. 16 kids out of a million that's missing every year. Okay. What about the other million? What they do to children would boggle your mind. Granted, 16 kids recovered is a great thing. 4 to 5 pimps, which are throwaways, are arrested. What they're not telling you is that the Child Protective Service is involved in sex trafficking and kidnapping children. And Senator Schaefer was going after them. And, she was shot in the back by her husband, who killed himself in a murder-suicide. a couple years ago. She is getting ready to nail the child trafficking of the Child Protective Service. And the Child Protective Service provides the children to the CIA and other secret societies, the Pentagon. And they use the children for all kinds of things of the Illuminati that are not good, all bad. So they do these arrests to show you, make you all believe they're really doing their job, and they're not. You have NSA that has an unmatched capability of screening. Cell phones, telephones, cameras everywhere. And you're telling me they can't pull in 1,000 kids a week, a month, to catch the bad guys? No. All they're doing here is placating. So let's throw away a couple 45 pimps that work for me and recover 16 kids, make it look like we're doing our jobs, when actually it's the government on both sides of the big ocean. It's the Luciferians that's taking these children that you don't know about, 1 million per year, for unspeakable points and issues and needs that they have at the highest level of these Luciferian orders that you can't even imagine what they do. I have a list of things they do, but I don't want to go over it right now. A number of them end up in the Pentagon for use. Occult practices of sodomy. Other methods of which they open up a portal. This word allows the remote viewers, transhumanized super soldiers or whatever, are possessed. How they get possessed? By the royal secret, they call it. By sodomizing, murder, rape, opens up a portal of their bodies, allowing demonic possession. The demons that possesses them also gives them this power. That's just down cold and dirty how it works. How they do that? Well, I just read it to you. Romans 1. Called reprobate mind. I'm not going in detail about everything because I don't have the time. Everything of it has detail associated with it. February the 4th. Financial world is shaken by four bankers. Apparent suicides in a week. We're getting ready for a major economic rehaul of the world. For whatever reason, they see these men must die. Well, point is, this has everything to do with the murder of the Freemasons that's coming. This is just a sample of what's getting ready to happen. You have Jesse Ventura, trained by the Jesuits, Illuminati. No doubt about that. They had the TV program, conspiracy theory, whatever. That's to make you believe, just like they talk about the child trafficking, right? To make you believe something's being done. Nothing's being done. This is to placate the American public. The Pete Santelli Show and all this other stuff. Family, they're trying to placate the American public. That's what it boils down to. Well, here's the big picture. These McChrystals, Jared Boykin, he's on the white hat side. That's showing the government's still, you know, worthless and all this. Both sides are worthless because both sides want a revolution. Both sides want to justify martial law. Now, the tricky part of this goes back a ways. You have a warring faction of contrary groups within the United States versus Europe. The Illuminati is a Council of Foreign Relations over here in the United States. It's a Council of Foreign Relations, Rockefellers, etc. The old Roman Empire. Illuminati is in Royal Institute of International Affairs in Europe. That's Rothschilds, Vatican, the monarchy, etc. Now, they set up America 1776. And by 1897, with all the history goes on, we lost the Revolutionary War. Civil wars to keep us controlled. That's another story. I'm fast-forwarding here. To the sinking of the Maine, which was used to justify building a standing army to set up for World War I and II. Matter of fact, I want your testimony, starting off with Robert McNamara, and then you'll move into another congressman. I'll let them tell you.
And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong.
Gulf of Tonkin.
It didn't happen.
LBJ.
I referred to it as another sinking of the Maine.
Today?
Senator Wayne Morse.
You know what the best historical advice is in regard to the sinking of the Maine. It was a deliberate act on the part of the United States to have an excuse to go to war against Spain. The Gulf of Tonkin was in a deliberate, aggressive act on the part of the Johnson administration to justify making war against North Vietnam.
You see, I've done my research on this. And family, I don't say something unless I've had a study on it or I got testimony. This is what they've done. And we're nothing more than puppets of the Vatican. However, here is the tricky part. The American administration at the highest level, we saw an opportunity. I say we, American, the Illuminati side, not me. Let me explain it like this. Communism was founded first in the 1700s, carried through from Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest, that had set up in May the 1st, 1776, to set us up to be controlled. It was April 19th, 1775. The shooting at Concord, the shot heard around the world and all that, was to establish a war in America to justify martial law, to justify military action, rebellion, that never was supposed to succeed, never did. Justified military action from the mother monarchy or whatever, George III. 1783 turned us into a corporation. United States of America is the name and the corporation, what we are. 1789 established a 70-year bank cycle, put us under bondage. History books don't tell you. So from that point on, communism has always been placed in our country and in the world, headquartered in the Vatican and the Illuminati, which were really the inside Illuminati, or Roman, German, and Italian. Later, in 1782, the Freemasons and the Illuminati married in a joint partnership at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in July 1782. So the Illuminati could control Freemasonry from that point on. Now, this idea of communism, secular humanism, is the basis from the very beginning of Satan's setup. So Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt, who was actually controlled Thomas Jefferson. Oh, yeah. Big time. Just like Colonel Mandel House controlled Woodrow Wilson. Adam Weishaupt passed his plan on to Manzini, an Italian, by the way, Illuminati. Manzini worked with Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor of FDR, to set up the communist plan to be implanted in the United States, Europe, everywhere. This passed on to Karl Marx from 1841 to 1848. Karl Marx then was given credit for writing the Communist Manifesto, but he only plagiarized it. History books lie. Simultaneously, they assigned Carl Ritter to write the dialectic called fascism, so they used the both of them to set up World War I and World War II in the 20th century. It's all pre-planned. Well, now, what happened was, Carl Ritter just up and dies, and Frank Nietzsche takes over writing the fascist program, ideology, and then it evolves into Nazism, which is Roman Catholic. Hitler was Roman Catholic. Adolf Hitler was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Stalin and Churchill are all second cousins under the DNA of Rothschilds. We're German. Bauer. Bauer is the former name of the Rothschilds. German. Now, so you've got this system of communism set up, which is secular humanism, on the same little ball of wax. And then comes the sinking of the Maine. You got our history, the Civil War, which is controlled both sides by the Rothschilds. The South had French and the North had the Germans to make sure we didn't grow too big. So let's fast forward to the Germans. After the war, World War I, World War II, Satan didn't achieve world government. I explained that yesterday. After the war, here's the key. The United States Illuminati saw an opportunity to get ahead to become the world leader. So they embraced Nazism with Operation Paperclip. Lured them over here. Hitler, too, by the way. 1945, 46, 47. Hitler came over. Hitler never died. So America embraced Nazism. Communism remained over in Europe. Under the Rothschilds. The Vatican. You see? So you have two powers that want to be number one, but they still have the same agenda. Satan was turned over to power lust. That's why it didn't work out. The Japanese backed down from taking out the West Coast and never succeeded. So their plan for world domination, 1943, failed. You see, God's in control. Now, what happened after World War II, here comes the key. When World War II failed to bring about dictatorship, as I explained yesterday, with quotes from FDR himself, confirms it. They failed for dictatorship in the United States. It didn't happen. But the U.S. Illuminati, Rockefeller, embraced Nazism. Well, Operation Paperclip. To bring over 10,000 Nazis, and that made up half the CIA. And they want to accumulate the knowledge and power acquired by the Nazis through Nikola Tesla, J.P. Morgan acquired it, Thomas Alva Edison, a liar and a coward. They murdered Nikola Tesla. His inventions, electric light, was stolen from Tesla by that liar and subordinate named Thomas Alva Edison. Fact. J.P. Morgan and Edison worked together. Nikola Tesla was Serbian, Orthodox Christian. He was channeled, yes. He was a genius, yes. But America acquired his knowledge. So did Russia, too, by the way. So, you have these two factions that both want to be leader, yet both of them have the same agenda and the same leader, Lucifer. He goes back to Adam Weishaupt. Now, after the war, America embraced the continuation of Hitler's agenda. Confirmed Operation Fiend. When they continued what Hitler wanted to do was to take over Albania and the Muslims there. Operation Fiend resulted in kind of a Bay of Pigs disaster. 200 CIA operatives were killed. Frank Wisner, Sr., CIA, was in charge of that operation. And by the way, about 15, 20 years later, he committed suicide, shotgun to the head. His son, Frank Wisner, Jr., was part of Enron scandal. And later he led a delegation of sort to help Kosovo become independent, to break up the Balkans. Well, anyway, Operation Fiend failed. And guess what became the formation of Yugoslavia? Because the European powers sent Tito, a Freemason, son of Churchill, to bring together and form Yugoslavia. They controlled it. We lost because of Operation Fiend failure. You see what happened? That's where Yugoslavia came from. Oh, if people only knew half this stuff. Churchill was the Knights of Malta. So you got these warring secret society members against each other. At the same time, they're on the same agenda. The U.S. Illuminati has always wanted to be on top. That's why the Iraq War was all about. Together, those pots, they know what they're talking about. The pots that they got there. And when I say it's got gin in it, I ain't talking about gin you drink. J-I-N-N. And some other artifacts in Iraq helped develop portals. Supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors and lies. They're not telling you the whole story about Iraq. 1990s, why America wanted to invade it. There was parts in the museum. They wanted to get certain objects out of there. They sacrificed how many Iraqis? Most all of the world leaders in the Middle East are Freemasons. Hussein was CIA man. Gaddafi, the whole doggone lot of them. You've had four attempted military coups of the U.S. government since 1933. Family, this is what's going on in the background that people don't know about. So now, to justify martial law, those who pretend to be patriots at the highest level, talk shows or generals or whatever, are talking about revolution. Why? Because it did the same thing in 1776. Did the same thing in 1860s. Tried to do the same thing in 1933, which I proved yesterday. Tried to do the same thing in 1963, and that resulted in the death of four true heroes. JFK, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X. So they cannot bring public the New World Order. 1983-84. Oliver North, G.F. Frieda, Reagan, all working together to subjugate the U.S. Constitution. I proved that yesterday, too, under testimony that I played on the air. They're all part of this same cabal I'm talking about. The same fight between the titans, which are not really titans at all, because you know what's going to happen to them, as I read to you Romans a little while ago. They lose. But in the meantime, we're in the middle of it. Family, Jesus Christ has already won on the cross of Calvary. But when they talk about revolution here in the United States again, it's going to work. I've proven already that these generals, and I said for 4 years now, you have been infiltrated. Well, no, we know who they are. We know all this macho baloney. We know who they are, and we'll get them. Oh, please. you got 22 suicides per day of troops. Don't anybody take that into account? They're putting women on the front line units to fight alongside men. That's not going to work. And they know that. That's what I'm talking about. They didn't make a mistake. They did it on purpose. It was planned in 1978. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her report to civil rights, affirmative action. This was planned to degrade the U.S. military forces by design. They know what they're doing. Agent Orange, glycerol, the Gulf War syndrome was a virus created in a laboratory. Substandard equipment is by design. Why? Because the secret societies now want to shoot down their pit bull dog, U.S. forces, to bring in the New World Order. Family, they already have 257 foreign trade zones in the United States, a sovereign Chinese territory. You've got Chinese forces, been in since 1990s, actually before that. Russian forces already here. European forces already here. Infiltrated police departments. You see, this is not about sovereignty of a nation. This is about the secret societies that's coming up to a new world order. That's what it's really about. Who's the enemy? The Vatican. Secret societies. In and of themselves, they're their own enemies. They don't realize it. So this talk about revolution is to set up martial law. After all, they tried it in 1933, 1940s. Got it confirmed by FDR. 1960s, 1980s, 1999. It's failed every time. You know what's failed? You know the answer to that. Because Jesus Christ is in control. When we turn away from him, he's going to step back and let it happen. That's the bottom line. I had talked to you all about the civil rights movement, for example. And even, you know, Martin Luther King, he knew the civil rights movement was a fraud. He knew that the civil rights workers, Jesse Jackson, had their own agenda. He moved away from them. But he had to stay with it because his idea, which is going to work, was to bring people together, not cause dissension. The ideas of Jesse Jackson, other Boule Freemason societies, oh yeah, had other ideas to cause division, a racial type of division in 1960. They're trying to do it again. Well, Martin Luther King saw through that. He was bringing people together. And that was not supposed to be his role. He started off as a socialist and a communist, sitting in the meetings and all that, and he said, well, wait a minute now, this isn't right. And he got out of it. Martin Luther King said, quote, we must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties, unquote, Martin Luther King. Malcolm X was in the for the blacks and the Muslim and all that, but he wasn't part of the Freemasons' agenda. I don't agree with his politics, but that's not the point. The point of the matter is he was not part of this cabal. Him and Martin Luther King didn't get along. But the thing is, Malcolm X was honest with the people he was trying to support. That's why I credit him, because they killed him. The same people killed Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, were the same people, the same organizations, same CIA, same secret societies. And JFK talks about it in a 19-minute speech. He exposes it. JFK did. So, to kick off the 100-year planned, you heard me, civil rights march movements, they start off with Rosa Parks. Now, people thought I was crazy when I said she was part of this. What did the movement show? Well, I got now testimony to confirm what I've been telling y'all. Beverly Guy Schiffall talks about Rosa Parks. So instead of me sitting here blabbering my mouth again, I'm going to let you hear her tell the story.
Despite the fact that you had huge numbers of women in the civil rights movement, the face of the civil rights movement was largely male. Even when people like Rosa Parks was mentioned in the civil rights movement, the complexity of her politics was minimized. I mean, she got constructed as an old black woman who was tired and sat down on a bus one day. She got stripped of all of her political activism. We didn't know at that time that she was a member of the NAACP, that she'd been trained in nonviolent resistance strategies at Highlander School. And even more recently, we now realize that Rosa Parks was actually an investigator who went into the rural South and investigated rapes of African-American women by white men. I mean, this is just astounding. A lot of her civil rights work as a member of the NAACP was around sexual violence against black women. But the movement constructed her as this passive African-American woman who just sat down one day.
There you go. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I would say I'm left.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
It's running loose on me here. Okay, there we go. Yep, there you go. Like I've been telling y'all, it's all pre-planned. They planned the civil rights movement a full century, actually 2 centuries before it happened. It's set up beginning in the year 1712 to enslave the blacks in this so-called Bible Belt. We had slaves, family. We had slaves. And most of the presidents between George Washington and Lincoln were slave owners. How do you have a Bible Belt when you've got slaves of another culture? How is that possible? If you read the letter of Willie Lynch, 1712, he instructed white folk slave owners, our ancestors or whatever, in how to have the better slave family. They did genetic manipulation from 1711 to 1865 of a full culture, eliminating the weak ones, bringing in the studs and strong, mind control beginning in 1712. And that's a fact. But after 1789 till today, well, actually, let's say 6 years ago, white folk didn't realize until about some years ago that they were also slaves since 1783. And that's another fact. Now they want you to know that you're slaves. Why? So now they can once again try to foment a revolution. So you can fight yourself out of a tyrannical government, blah, 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 to justify martial law. That's why they want the militia up and running, and they're infiltrated by these lying generals out there who are secret society members. You all get the point how this really works? You're not going to hear this too many places. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's the only one that's going to solve this, and he has already. On the cross of Calvary, which side are you going to be on? The losing side that's already lost, or on the side of Jesus Christ? It's not a trick question. You know, they even want you to know. They even want you to know about the Illuminati. You see, when they actually defeat the Illuminati, which will be a lie. It's called the dialectic. They're going to say bankers have been defeated. We got rid of the bankers. Yeah, it's not the darn bankers. The banks are a dime a man. Some of the world leaders are nothing but a dime a dozen. They kill them, no problem. They're throwaways to make it look like things are being done. We got rid of the bankers. No, it's the Roman Illuminati. your kings, your queens, and even beyond them, Romans, Italian and German. John Coleman talks about him, actually, as Fritz Springmeier. That's the enemy, is the secret societies and Lucifer. But they want you to know the enemy now, even on Jeopardy. You know Jeopardy? They asked the question about the Illuminati. Then they played it. Yeah, you see. Huh? Ever heard that before? On a Jeopardy show, who's Illuminati was the question. Because they want you to know who the enemy is. So when they get rid of the Illuminati, which would be a lie, you'll think once again we've won. When you have the fallen angels come down, it's Ananda Manuel and aliens. They've defeated the bad aliens, the reptilians. That's what David Icke is all about. He's a Freemason. With his mentor, who's Jordan Maxwell. They're pagans. They're fallen. They are what's called controlled opposition. Jordan Maxwell salivates when he talks about Helena Blavatsky. Blavatsky, I told you all yesterday, brought in the first phase of the New Age movement. She's the mother of the New Age movement. She brought in the first phase. Guess who after her is the father of the New Age movement? Teilhard de Chardin, C-H-A-R-D-I-N, a Jesuit priest who hates God, hated God. Oh, yeah. He's the father of the New Age movement. See, the New Age movement is hidden under the Roman Catholic Church. Now y'all get the connections? The New Age movement was founded by Nimrod, called the Ancient Mystery Schools. He was channeled by the fallen angels in the third generation of Noah. Nimrod was Nephilim, created by DNA manipulation. You'll find him in the Bible. He became a warrior before God. Before God means in your face, God. What before God means? Nimrod, Semiramis, gives rise to Christmas, Easter. It all comes back around. Ishtar, Mithraism, shamanism. And by the year 4th century, to hide it under Constantine, Roman Catholic Church in 325 A.D. at the Council of Nicaea. And they called it Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. Jesus Christ about being a Christian is following Jesus Christ. Christianity is a religion. Hinduism is a religion. You see what they've done? Very, very tricky. Didn't have Christianity till 4th century. Paul, they weren't about Christianity. They're about followers of Jesus Christ, a Christian. You see, it's very, very tricky. Because you take Christianity, you got all these precepts. Look at Christianity. Are you a Christian? Well, yeah. So what kind of Christian are you? You Mormon? Jehovah's Witness? Unitarian? Which one? Oh, well, let's see. I don't know. I don't believe in hell, so how about Unitarian? Universalism? Yeah, I like that. I can work my way out of hell. I like that one. As if I can choose and pick. Family, we're being lied to on a grand scale ever since the day we're born. Following Jesus is not about a religion. It's not about a country. It's not about a flag. It's not about sovereignty or patriotism, any of that stuff. It's about whether or not you're born again or you're not born again. It's about being a sinner or not being a sinner. It's about whether or not you're going to live in heaven or hell. And man, the only choice you got is renounce the sins. Repent. Repent now. Don't play around with this world system, man, because it's going to go away. He's going to burn it by fire. He took it out by water. Man couldn't stop it. He's going to take it out by fire. Man won't stop it. Neither will Satan. Satan's going to be a little busy, by the way. It's called the tribulations. His mind's not going to be on. He's going to be on surviving and watching his creation, oh yeah, fall apart. It's called the New World Order. It will be destroyed. It's called the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls. Hadn't happened yet. But boy, we're getting close to it. Family, we're at the end of the program. And I tried to cover as much as possible today, I guess. I hope it didn't overwhelm some. I don't know. I've studied this a long time. I've been involved in it myself, but kind of in the peripheral, in the shadows, I guess. I don't know. The places I've been. I'm a whistleblower. But I'm a small guy. I do have my own network now. And I'm moving right along. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of things. I don't even know what to tell you I'm going to talk about. End times events. We talk about part two of defeating the dark forces. That's what it boils down to. Everybody's getting their bug out bag put together, the seeds and their guns and their ammo and all that. Family's going to come down to supernatural. I'm trying to look ahead at the bigger picture. They're going to try to scare you with all this stuff going on. So you'll lose faith. Don't lose faith. Stay close to Jesus. No matter what. Families, Masons, renounce that blood oath. Get out of there. Stop that four-generational curse that you put on your family. We'll talk about how to get rid of generational curses tonight. But this is not something to play with. This is not Walt Disney. It's not Harry Potter. This is real. You see? It's coming up. You see the signs already. They blame everything on God. But they control the weather through HAARP, technology, physics, science. But for now. The wrath of God, you'll know it. And it won't be on TV. There won't be no TV. It'll be supernatural where you can see it. The wrath of God will not go unnoticed on some TV program. Family, take Jesus Christ as your Savior. Don't play around. Witness to your preacher. Tell him to get away from these Bibles except for the King James. He'll tell you a bunch of baloney, but tell him there's no doubt about the King James, the only true Word of God. There is only one. There is no other. Well, family, y'all have a good night and know that Jesus went on the cross of Calvary. They're a defeated foe already. Join the side that's going to win, and that's through Jesus. There's no other. Tonight, 7:30, I'll see you all then, or more. Broadcast will continue on. So I hope I haven't went over the edge too much today, but, you know, there's a lot going on, and I just try to put it all in perspective. That's what I do. Everything I say, you know, I've got the recordings, archives. You can go back and just rehash it. Or pick and choose parts just to see if I'm right or wrong. I'm not looking for any notoriety. It's not about me. Forget me. You find the truth on your own. You become the expert. You become the one. So you don't need nobody else. You don't need anybody else except Jesus. That's it. Between you and him and nobody else in the middle. Because all you're going to get on this world is deception. Through Jesus, you get truth. And the truth comes to God. That's irrefutable, too. Y'all have a good night. I'll see y'all tonight at 7:30 at Bible study. Or that's okay. It's going to be on archives. I try to do it immediately when I'm done. And I'll be sending some out here shortly. The newsletters, I'm going to try to work something out with those. Because I got kind of got a little bit of an interruption back in November, December. But I'm trying to get back on track. But I just feel like this train's running. Yeah, I don't have no time to stop for looking around. So y'all have a good night. And God bless. Signing off. Good night, God bless, and when I shut off here, it'll continue its regular programming, 24-hour loop. Have a good night.